Resonance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Red Skies by Kay Bratt, performed by Kate Rudd. To my little sister, Misty. If I were Annie, you would definitely be my May. When darkness is at its darkest, that is the beginning of all light. Lao Tzu. Chapter 1. Marigold, or Mary, as her family in Wuxi called her, kept her head down to keep the rain out of her eyes and the world from seeing her misery. She was exhausted. She'd finally finished dragging her stubborn camel to his shelter and was now running late in getting home again, but still something held her back, and she knew just what it was, or who it was. Without even meaning to or realizing it, she'd gone a block or so out of her way, and now, heaving a sigh of sadness, she pulled the hood of her raincoat farther down on her face, then leaned back against the building to watch. Like a moth to a flame, she was drawn to the girl across the street, captivated by her plight. It was a red skies evening, the pollution of Beijing mixing with the lightly falling rain to create a dramatic scarlet backdrop, as the young girl called out, her high-pitched but sweet voice imploring the passing pedestrians for a coin or two.
Gei wo qian! Gei wo qian!
The sound of one lone coin clinking against the tin cup she shook echoed through the wind and drizzle, carrying itself to Mary along with scraps of memories from long ago. She'd never forget when she herself stood begging with her voice and pleading with her eyes for someone to notice her, to have mercy and give her just something so she'd be treated fairly at the end of the long night. Even though rescued from that life, reminders like the girl on the corner brought it all flooding back. The girl looked about 10 or 11. She walked a few paces to the corner, then turned back and returned to her post, shaking her can louder. At first glance, she wasn't much to look at. Standing no more than 4 feet tall, she appeared delicate but determined. Her long hair looked dirty and unkempt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?